We praise the Lord that we can come together this morning.
感謝主，俾我哋可以今日一齊喺佢面前聚集。
This morning we want to talk about the love of God.
今天早上我哋想同大家交通啊，關於神嘅愛。
And it is God's love who come to seek those who are lost.
係神嘅愛啊，使佢嚟尋找啊失喪嘅人。
So if you feel like you are totally joyful, satisfied in this world.
所以如果你覺得你自己在這個世界上面是完全滿足、完全、喜樂的話，
You probably don't need God.
可能你不需要神。
But the Lord said He come and seek those who are lost.
但神說祂來是要尋找失喪的人。
So do you have joy and peace in you?
所以你今天有沒有喜樂，有沒有平安呢？
Are you lost in the world as far as pursuing vanity after vanity?
你是不是在这个世界上面、是迷失在追求虚空的事物呢？
Or do you have a meaningful life?
定是你已经有一个有意义的生命呢？
So let's talk about God's love and how we can be saved by God.
所以愿意我们交通神的爱，亦都交通我哋如何能够得到拯救。
When my youngest daughter was about 7 years old,
当我最细嘅女七岁嘅时候
，our family we took a trip to Hawaii.
我哋一家人去到夏威夷嗰度旅行。
And that was with my family of five.
系嗰次嘅旅程系我哋一家人五个。
And then my own parents.
亦都同埋我嘅爸爸媽媽
，and then my brother's family，
亦都同埋我弟兄嘅一家人。
So we were on the island for about a week。
我哋喺個島裏面大約一個禮拜嘅時間。
So that evening we went out to dinner。
有一晚我哋出去一齊食飯。
So we all, you know, together we were walking a few blocks across the street, go to the restaurant。
我哋一齊行嘅時候，我哋行去呢一個嘅餐廳。
So there was a red light, so we all stop.
紅燈，所以我哋全家人全部人都停低。
And then afterward, we cross the street.
轉綠燈嘅時候，我哋就行過馬路啦。
And then after a block, I turn around.
但係行咗一條街嘅時候，我轉身望一望。
And I realized that I lost my younger daughter.
我發現我唔見咗最細嘅女。
So I went back a couple blocks.
咁我走翻去之前幾條街。
I couldn't find her.
我找不到我的女兒。
So we keep walking a little bit. I keep, you know, walking down the street back and forth. I couldn't find her.
我在條街道走來走去啊，都是找不到我的女兒。
So I asked some of the vendor on the street. I said, "Did you see a little girl?"
咁我就問喺街上面擺街嗰啲人有冇見過個我個女兒。
She said, "No, but a lot of girls are lost on the island."
咁佢就咁講，我見唔到你個女兒啊，但係在这个岛上面很多女仔都是不见的啦。
They may turn out a few years later doing something, prostituting on the street.
他们不见了之后可能几年之后找回他们做了妓女。
So fear struck me.
咁我心里面就非常之害怕。
So we make it to the restaurant, so part of the family stay there, and several of us, we just walk around trying to look for my youngest daughter.
咁我哋全部人去晒餐厅，有一部分嘅家人就留喺餐厅里面，有其他人就周围去搵我个女。
So eventually we call the police.
结果我哋要打电话去报警。
Police said that we will not help you unless it's after 24 hours.
警察就话，除非你个女系失踪咗24小时以上，如果唔系，我哋帮唔到你。
So we call again, so finally the police came.
咁我哋再一次报警结果警察就嚟啦。
So I hop into the police car and he drove me around and looking for my daughter.
咁我就走入警车里面警察就车我周围喺条街上面去搵我个女。
It took 2 hours, we finally find her.
用咗两个钟嘅时间终于我搵到我个女啦。
That two hours, probably the longest 2 hours in my life.
啊，呢兩個鐘啊，相信係我啊一生人裡面最長嘅兩個小時。
You know, as parents, as father, that 2 hours is probably the toughest 2 hours I ever experienced.
啊，作為父母啊，呢兩個鐘啊，相信係啊作為父母啊裡面最長啊最艱辛嘅兩個小時。
And when I found her,
當我最後揾到個女嘅時候
，she jumped on my lap.
啊，佢就跳去我個膝頭上面。
We embrace.
啊，我哋啊啊擁抱。
And the tear of joy was rolling down our eyes.
啊，我哋嘅眼啊都係充滿著啊啊喜樂啊嘅眼淚。
We all can share those emotions.
啊，我哋每一個人啊都能夠分享啊呢種嘅感情。
But our God is much more than what I described.
啊，但係我哋嘅神啊就比我頭先所形容嘅係更高一層次。
His love is so much more superior.
啊，佢嘅愛係啊更加嘅啊高尚。
So this morning I'd like to use a few Bible passages to show you what God's love is.
啊，今天早上我願意用幾篇嘅經文去啊同大家分享神嘅愛係如何一回事。
First, let's look at Luke chapter 15, verse 1 and 2.
首先，我哋一齊睇路加福音第十五章。
Now, let's see whether we can get the overhead working.
啊，第一節同第二節。
Okay, so we can just look at this here.
啊，我哋可以係啊望上誒熒光幕上面已經有呢啲嘅經文啦。
Luke 15, verse 1 and 2.
路加福音第十五章第一節第二節。
Now the tax collector and the sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisee and the teacher of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them."
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
So it is in this background that the Lord has spoke about 3 parables.
啊，就喺呢个嘅啊背景，啊耶稣啊会同啊当时嘅人讲咗三个嘅预言。
Here we said that Jesus was having gathering with the tax collector and the sinner.
啊，喺呢度讲到耶稣系同税吏同罪人吃饭。
So who are the tax collector?
税吏是一班咩人呢？
The background at the time was that the nation, the Jewish nation was under the ruler of the Roman Empire.
在嗰陣時嘅背景，啊，嗰陣時嘅猶太人是被啊羅馬人係管治嘅。
And the Jewish people were very angry with the Romans.
啊，咁猶太人啊，亦都係啊對啊羅馬人嘅管治非常之啊不忿。
So the tax collector, these are Jewish people who work for the Romans.
而呢一班税吏啊，就係嗰班猶太人啊，係幫羅馬人做嘢嘅。
And their job is to collect tax from their own people.
佢哋嘅工作啊，就係要從啊佢哋啊嗰一班佢哋自己啊嗰一族人嗰度去收税。
So the Jewish people regard the tax collector as traitors.
啊，所以猶太人認為呢一班啊税吏啊係啊係背叛佢哋嘅人。
And this collector actually worked under commission.
啊，而呢一班税吏啊，亦都係啊係啊收幾多税啊，自己又收一份嘅。
So the more they collect, the more commission they get from the Roman government.
啊，所以啊佢啊收多啲税啊，佢哋自己亦都可以收得多啲。
So oftentimes they overtax the people.
啊，所以好多時呢一班税吏係從佢哋呢班猶太人中啊收更多啊嘅税。
And often because of greed, they would collect more money and put it in their own pocket.
啊，好多時因為佢哋自己嘅貪心啊，佢哋可能啊收多啲税啊，而將呢多啲嘅税係自己袋落袋。
So sinners at the time are supposed to be prostitutes, robbers, thieves.Tax collector.
啊，所以罪人喺當時啊啊嘅時代啊係妓女啊係啊賊啊係税吏。
Now the Pharisee and the teacher of the law is regarded as the religious people at the time.
啊，而法利賽人同文士啊喺當時嚟講啊係一班啊係啊宗教嘅領袖。
Religion at the time taught them that God will not accept a sinner.
宗教嗰陣時嘅教導啊，係講到神係唔會接受罪人嘅。
Therefore, Pharisee will not actually talk to a tax collector.
所以法利賽人係從來唔會同税吏去有對話。
Only when a sinner has changed, has converted.
除非呢個罪人係改變過嚟。
Only after they repent and they have good behavior.
除非呢個罪人悔改啊，佢係做咗一啲好事。
Only then will they accept and to have fellowship with them.
除非佢哋咁樣做嘅時候，法利賽人才會同佢哋係有交通。
But not a moment before that.
但係若果佢哋冇咁做嘅時候，法利賽係絕對唔會佢同佢哋有任何嘅交流。
And that's why you see that the Pharisee and the teacher of the law were rejecting what Jesus is doing.
所以我哋見到法利賽人同文士都係好抗拒耶穌當時所做嘅事情。
Because Jesus is doing something different.
因為耶穌所作嘅係同佢哋所相信嘅唔同。
Because he is reaching out to sinners.
因為耶穌係主動去接觸罪人。
The Bible said that Jesus came to reach the sick, the poor, and the lost.
聖經告訴我哋耶穌來是要去拯救那一班有病、貧窮和失喪的人。
So here we see that what God's love in Jesus is, he is doing something different than what religion does.
所以我們在這裡見到耶穌的愛他所做的事情是跟宗教所教導的事不同。
Religion is for men to do good in order to be accepted by God.
宗教是教導人是要做好事做好事之後才能夠被神去接受。
What Jesus come is to reach out for those sinner.
但是耶穌來到這個世界他是要去接觸去尋找罪人。
Today we talk about sinner. What is the meaning of being a sinner?
今天我們講到罪人，罪人這個意思是什麼呢？
It is for those who are greedy.
罪人就是那些貪心的。
Envy.
是妒忌人的。
Hatred.
憎恨其他人的。
Lying.
講大話的。
Gossip.
講閒話的。
Slander.
是中傷人的。
They're arrogant.
他們是驕傲的。
Boastful.
他們自大的。
Heartless.
他們是無心的。
They deny God.
他們拒絕神。
They have lust.
他們充滿了私慾。
And they have anger.
他們也都是非常憤怒的。
So today when God look at every one of us.
所以今天神看我們每一個。
He look at our sin.
他見到我們的罪。
Whether it's inward or outward.
無論是裡面的罪或者是外表見得到的罪。
But God today, our Lord came to seek those who are lost.
但是我們的主今天來到這裡是要尋找失喪的人。
And then furthermore, the Lord gave three parables about God's love.
在那裡主也都給了三個比喻是他要去顯明神的愛。
So the first one is about the parable of lost sheep.
第一個比喻是關於一個喪失羊的比喻。
So in Luke chapter 15 verse 4 and 5,
就在同一章路加福音第十五章第四节和第五节。
He says, suppose one of you have 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully put it on his shoulder.
你们中间谁有100只羊失去一只不把这99只撇在旷野去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？找着了就欢欢喜喜的扛在肩上回到家里。
So a normal size, a regular size of a fold of sheep is about 100.
一群羊通常是有100只。
So what the job of the shepherd do is every day he will take the sheep out to find pasture.
牧羊人的工作就是每一日將這一群的羊帶出去找青草。
And then at the end of the day, he would bring the sheep back into the fold.
喺一日嘅完結嘅時候，佢哋就將一班羊係帶翻嚟羊群裏面。
So there's one thing the shepherd do at the very end of the day.
所以喺一日結束嘅時候，有一件事牧羊人係會做嘅。
So every sheep will come through the gate.
每一隻羊都會經過呢個門，羊群嘅門。
So every sheep come, the shepherd would count every sheep.
每一隻羊經過呢道門嘅時候，牧羊人就喺度數啦。
And he will use his staff to count and to make sure the sheep are healthy.
佢就係會數呢一隻羊，亦都去睇下呢隻羊係咪仲係健康。
So the sheep would come and he'll count from 1 to 100.
所以羊經過呢道門，牧羊人就會數從1到100.
So you can imagine the shepherd was counting 96, 97, 98, 99. Oops, and he missed one.
所以你想象到呢隻羊數到96, 97, 98, 99嘅時候，數唔到100.
But here it told us that the shepherd will go after the lost sheep until he finds it.
但係你喺呢度睇到呢隻牧羊人，佢會去尋找呢隻失去嘅羊，直到找著。
Every sheep in the eyes of the shepherds are very valuable.
喺牧羊人嘅眼裏面，每一隻羊嘅價值都係非常之大。
Not only because for the wool or for the meat.
唔單止係因著羊嘅毛或者係羊嘅肉。
Or because sheep were often used for sacrifice in temples.
或者唔係因為羊係用嚟喺聖殿裏面作為獻祭。
But more important is because the shepherd had a relationship with the sheep.
但係更加重要嘅就係呢個牧羊人同每一隻羊都有一個個人嘅關係。
But when the shepherd find the sheep, he joyfully put the sheep on his shoulder and bring him home.
當牧羊人係揾到呢隻羊嘅時候，佢就歡歡喜喜嘅放喺佢嘅膊頭上面，帶佢翻屋企。
So in this parable, God is teaching us that it is God who initiates to seek those who are lost.
所以喺呢個比喻裏面見到係神主動嘅去尋找失喪嘅羊。
Jesus has said, "I am the good shepherd."
耶穌話我係好牧人，好牧人。
And he said, "I know my sheep."
我認識我嘅羊。
He knows you by name today.
今日佢認識你同你嘅名字。
You are important to him.
你對於佢係非常之重要。
And when you wander away,
當你走迷嘅時候
，he set out to look for you.
佢係會主動走嚟尋找你。
So this is God's love.
呢個就係神嘅愛。
And there's another parable that I'd like to share is in Luke chapter 15 verse 8.
有另外一個比喻想同大家分享，就係路加福音第15章第8節。
Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and lost one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it?
或是一個婦人有10塊錢，若失落一塊，岂不點上燈，打掃房子，細細的找，直到找著嗎？
So I'd like you to pay attention to the word until she finds it.
請大家注意直至找著這幾個字。
In the Jewish tradition at the time,
在猶太人的傳統那時的傳統裡面，
a 10 silver coin is something very important to a woman.
這十塊的銀錢對於女人是非常重要。
They will use that 10 silver coin and make it into either a necklace or a headband.
他們會用這十組的銀錢是造成一個的頸鏈或者一個的頭箍。
And they would, and she would use that as her dowry in the wedding.
咁佢哋就會用呢啲嘅裝飾物喺佢哋婚禮裏面做嫁妝。
And this would be something she wear during her wedding day.
佢哋喺結婚嗰一個日子就會係戴呢啲嘅裝飾。
So we can see that a set is very important to her.
所以對於佢嚟講呢一組十個嘅銀錢對於佢嚟講係非常嘅重要。
So losing one would lose the value of the whole meaning.
失去一個嘅銀錢，就令到呢一組嘅銀錢完全失去價值。
So it is like people who collect stamps, they like to have a whole set.
就好似係集郵嘅人，佢哋喜愛係將整組嘅郵票係儲藏過嚟。
Now, how many of you have put together some puzzles?
或者唔知大家有冇砌過砌圖
？How many of you？
有邊個砌過砌圖咧
？Okay. How many of you have done one more than 1,000？
有冇人係砌多過1,000塊嘅砌圖咧？
Some do. Okay.
有啲人
One time there was a puzzle that it looks really good when it's finished.
有一次我見到一副嘅砌圖，砌成之後係非常之美麗。
So I went and bought that. It was 1,000 piece.
所以我就走去買咗呢副砌圖，1,000塊嘅。
So I put it all together.
我將佢砌成。
And at the very end, I find out I was missing one.
最後我發現我係唔見一塊。
It was not missing at the corner or on the edge.
唔係喺角落頭嗰度唔見。
It was right in the middle.
喺中間嗰度唔見。
Well.Needless to say, I wasn't able to frame it on the wall.
大家都想象到因為呢一塊唔見咗嘅砌圖嘅緣故我冇將呢副砌圖掛喺牆上面。
So you can see how determined this woman when she lost that coin from the set.
所以我哋想象到這個女人係有如何嘅決心係要揾翻呢一塊唔見咗嘅銀錢。
There's also another Jewish tradition at the time.
當時亦都有另外一個猶太人嘅傳統。
What is said that is if someone lost something.
這個傳統裡面講到如果有一個人唔見咗一啲嘢。
And as long as she is still looking for the coin.
只要佢仲係一直嘅去尋找佢所唔見嘅嘅錢。
And if another person find that coin.
如果有另外一個人係揾到佢所唔見嘅嘢
，and this person who find the lost coin has to proclaim it and give it back to the owner。
而呢個人揾到呢個唔見咗嘅銀錢嘅時候，佢需要係向大家宣告亦都要將呢一個銀錢係歸還翻原本唔見咗銀錢嗰個人。
So as long as the owner is still looking searching for it。
所以只要呢一個唔見咗銀錢嘅主人仍然係繼續去尋找呢個銀錢嘅時候
，so the lost coin has to be returned。
呢一個唔見嘅銀錢一定要係被歸還。
But on the other hand，
但係
if the woman has stopped searching，
如果呢個人或者呢個女人佢係停止去尋找呢個銀錢。
And if you find that coin,
如果你揾到呢個銀錢咧
，tradition said that rightfully you can keep the coin.
呢個嘅傳統就話俾我哋聽，你有呢個權力去擁有呢一個唔見咗嘅銀錢。
So in this parable, we see something about God.
所以喺呢個比喻裡面，我哋可以見到神嘅一個特徵。
It is not just God initiate to search for you.
唔單止係神主動嘅去尋找你。
It is You can see that God actually has determined to search you.
我哋係見到神係好有決心嘅，係要將你尋沒。
So something we can learn from God here is that
所以我哋喺呢度學習到神
is that no matter what condition you are today
就係見到無論你今日嘅處境係如何
？How bad it is
無論係有幾惡劣
，How low it is
或者係幾低
，How hopeless it is
無論你係如何嘅絕望
，How terrible with your relationship with other people
或者你同其他人嘅關係係如何嘅差
，How much of imprisonment of sin you are in
無論你係被罪如何嘅捆綁。
How hopeless you are！
無論你係如何嘅失望。
In this parable, God is teaching us that He's determined to save you。
喺呢個比喻，我哋學習到神係決心係要拯救你。
God said, "Do not despair."
神話唔好失望。
God is seeking for you.
神係一直嘅尋找你。
So there's another parable that Jesus is talking about God and His love and why He's searching for lost people.
有另一個比喻係講到神嘅愛神係如何尋找失喪嘅人嘅。
It's the parable of the lost son.
就係浪子嘅比喻。
In verse 12, here said that the younger son said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. 13. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. And verse 20, this is after the younger son came back, and this is what the father did. So he set up and went, the son went, got up and went to his father. But while the son was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him.
第十二节嗰度讲到，小儿子对父亲说：父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多日子，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去。在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。第二十节，于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远。他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈汗，连连与他亲嘴。
So the parable of the lost son started the story is that this man has two sons.
喺呢个浪子嘅比喻里面系讲到呢一个人有一个人有两个儿子。
And then the younger son said to the father.Gave me my share of the estate, so he divided his property between them.
这个小儿子就对这个父亲说，父亲将我所应得的家产分给我，那这个父亲就将所有的产业分给他们。
Now, even nowadays, if your father is still alive, you would not dare to go and ask him for that.
即使在今日这个现代的社会里面，如果你父亲仍然在生，你都不会走去问他分身家。
So for this younger son to ask the father back in those times, it's like saying, Father, why don't you go to die and give me my share?
所以在那段时的社会背景里面，这个小儿子这样跟父亲说，就好像他跟父亲说，叫他你不如现在就去死，将你的身家分给我。
It's like saying to the father,I'm going to separate my relationship with you.
就好像跟这个父亲讲，我要跟你断绝父子关系。
Well, in this parable, the father did. He gave him his share.
在这个比喻里面，这个父亲就这样做，将他应得的家产分了给这个儿子。
So after the younger son has collected his share, and not too long later, he left the home country and went away to another land.And then he starts squander his wealth.
当这个小儿子得到他的家产之后，他就离开往远处去，之后在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
And then later on, he spent everything. After he spent everything,
之后他就耗尽了他的一切。
And then there was a famine, a severe famine in that part of the country.
之后在那处的地方有大饥灾、大饥荒。
So the younger son was totally deprived and in need.
所以这个的小儿子是完全是失去他所有的，他就很有需要。
So the story developed is that the younger son end up working as a hired person for someone in that country.
结果这个小儿子就要去在这处地方打工。
Now what is his job?
他的工作是什么呢？
He was actually sent to the field to feed pigs.
他是派到去田里面去喂猪。
Now again, if you understand the Jewish background,
如果你是懂得犹太人那个的传统的话，
so pigs are supposed to be the most filthy, unclean animal.
猪是最污秽的动物。
So for the the younger son to go and feed the pig, you can imagine that how desperate he is.
所以你想象到这个小儿子他是要沦落到去田里面喂猪，你就想象到他是非常之的有需要。
And he's to a point, he reached a point in his life is the lowest of the lowest.
他的人生是到了最低的一点。
How many times we hit a low in our life?
在我们的一生里面，我们是有多少次是去到最低的一点呢？
The Bible here is said that when the son hit this low point,
圣经告诉我们，这位小儿子去到了他人生最低的一点的时候，
it said that he finally came to his senses.
他就说到他终于醒悟过来。
He said, I have sinned against my father, I have sinned against heaven.
他就说我得罪了我的父亲，我得罪了天。
And he finally repents and went home.
他最后就悔改回家。
And here it said that while he's still a long way off, his father saw him, and the father was filled with compassion for him.
在这里说，相离还远，他的父亲就见到他，就动了慈心。
Now here's something striking.
有一点是非常之特别的。
It said here that the father ran to his son.
这个父亲是走去他的儿子那里。
Again, the tradition at the time is that the Eastern patriarch, okay, or the father, they never run in public.
咁喺嗰陣時猶太人嘅傳統裏面，呢一班嘅父老或者作為一個父親，佢係從來都唔會喺公眾嘅地方跑嘅。
Because it's supposed to be something very shameful when they do that.
因為當他們跑的時候，這個行為是非常之羞恥的。
Because of the garments they wear, they will have to pull the lower part of the garment up before they can run.
因為他們當時所穿的那些長衫，如果要跑的話，他們就要將他們腳那邊的衣物是拎起。
So it's like only the slave would show their feet.
在當時除非你是奴隸，奴隸只會將他們的腳是顯露出來。
So here we see that the father put away his dignity.
所以我們在這裡見到這個父親將他的尊嚴是放低。
You can sense the love, the compassion for the father.
你可以見到這個父親那個的慈愛。
He put away his dignity, he pulled his robe up, and he ran after for the son.
他將他的尊嚴放低，他將他的衣裳是拎起。
And the father said, my son was lost, but now is found.
這個父親就是說，我的兒子是之前失去，他是復得。
And he put his hands to embrace him.
他就用手去擁抱他。
And he kissed him on the neck.
亦都連連與他親嘴。
And he put a best robe on him.
他將上好的袍子給這個兒子穿。
He put his ring on him.
亦都給戒指戴在他的指頭上面。
And then he put sandals on his feet.
亦都給鞋他穿。
Here we see a beautiful picture of God's love.
這裡就見到一幅如何美麗的圖畫是形容神的愛的。
How God humbled himself.
見到神是如何謙虛他自己。
He sent his only begotten son Jesus.
他將他唯一的獨生子是賜給我們。
That come and die on the cross for our sin.
來到這個世界在十字架上面死，為著我們的罪的緣故。
So many times we have a misunderstanding on who God is.
有很多时候我们都不认识神是如何一位。
We think God is, we know there's a creator, we know there's a God.
我们认识有一位创造主，我们认识有一位神。
So in our own mind, we try to categorize God.
但是在我们自己的思想里面，我们就对神有一个自己的认识。
We think that God is someone just like a president sitting somewhere high in the palace.
我們以為這位神是 一個嘅總統係坐喺好高處嘅地方。
And we try to actually put an image of him like in religion.
我哋好似時常用宗教係將一個嘅形象係嚟去形容呢位神。
We try to imagine God is someone it's like a very mean person.
我哋想象神係一個好刻薄嘅一位神。
And he will judge us for all the bad things we've done.
佢哋呢位神係會審判我哋一切所作嘅壞事。
But here, the parable that Jesus told us that God is a God of love.
但係喺呢幾個比喻裏面，我哋見到神係一位愛嘅神。
He's the one that reach out to sinner.
呢一位神係主動嘅去尋找罪人。
So unlike religion, you have to do good things.
唔好似宗教所教導人係需要作好事。
So unlike religion, that we have to change to be a good person before you can be accepted by God.
唔係好似宗教教導我哋要改變自己作一個好人，至可以去接觸到神。
So in the parable of the lost sheep.
喺失羊嘅比喻裏面，我哋見到。
Again, we see that it is God's love that initiates for Him to reach us.
係神嘅愛主動嘅去接觸我哋。
So earlier in the hymn, we sang about that God sent His Son Jesus to come and to save us.
頭先我哋所唱嘅詩歌講到神差遣佢嘅獨生子嚟到呢個世界拯救我哋。
And then in the parable of the lost corn.
在这个失钱的比喻那里我们也都见到。
We learn that in God's love, He's determined to seek every one of us.
在神的爱里面他是决心去寻找我们每一个。
You are very valuable in God's eye.
你在神的眼中是非常有价值。
You are created in the image of God.
你 是依着神的样式被造的。
So God loves you, but how does God show His love?
所以神愛你，但係神係點樣顯明佢嘅愛呢？
He sent His only begotten Son Jesus.
佢將佢嘅獨生子耶穌
to die on the cross.
佢係差遣佢喺十字架上面為我哋死。
Because we are all sinners.
因為我哋都係罪人。
And the penalty of sin is death.
罪嘅公價嗱係死。
So when the Lord died on the cross, He bare the penalty of your sin and my sin on the cross.
所以當耶穌喺十字架上面死嘅時候，佢就背負咗我嘅罪同埋你嘅罪。
This is how God shows His love.
咁樣神就彰顯咗佢嘅愛。
You know, sometimes we try to find God.
好多時我哋都嘗試去尋找神。
We try to find God in our own way.
我哋用我哋自己嘅方法去尋找神。
In our own intellect.
用我哋嘅智慧去尋找神。
But often we are seeking God in a very fruitful way.
但係好多時我哋尋找嘅方法係冇效嘅。
Many times we would imagine someone superior, someone great, and we worship that particular person.
好多時我哋想像神係一位好偉大好高昂嘅神。我哋係要咁樣去敬拜佢。
So we would idolize some past hero, and then we make that person to be a god, and then we worship.
我哋會就聯想到一啲歷史上嘅偉人，我哋就認為呢一個偉人就係神啦。
Or we would idolize a great philosopher.
或者我哋係將一啲嘅哲學家將佢哋變成神
，like Confucius
就好似孔子。
So we would idolize certain mysterious thing and make it become a god。
我哋會將一啲好奧秘嘅物件將佢變成偶像將佢變成神。
But what God is teaching us is that it is God who come and reach us。
但係神係教導我哋。是神主動去接觸我們。
Now earlier in John 3:16
剛才我們唱過的約翰福音三章十六節。
Now let's look at the verse here.
我們看一下那裡的經文。
It said, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So here we see how God loves us.
在这里见到神是爱我们。
That he is determined.
他是决心的。
He is initiate.
他是主动的。
And he humble himself.
他谦卑他自己。
For his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us.
他差派他的独生子耶稣叫他在十字架上面为我们死。
He said, whoever believe in him.
叫一切信他的。
So, in order to receive the salvation,
所以我们若果要接受这个救恩,
to receive the grace from God,
要接受从神而来的恩典,
we need to believe in him.
我们需要相信他。
He said that if we believe in him, we shall not perish.
在这里讲到叫一切信他的不至灭亡
and have eternal life.
反得永生。
When we are lost in our sin,
当我们在罪里面迷失的时候
there will be an emptiness.
我们在心里面就是一个空隙。
There will be a void that nothing in the world can fill that void.
这个的空隙世界每一件事情能够将它填补。
So many people today, they are going through routines in life.
很多人今天在这个世界他们做他们每一天要做的事情。
They go to school, they try to get good grades, they get a job, they try to raise a family.
他们上学他们要拿好的成绩之后要得到一份好工之后就开始他们的家庭。
There are so many ups and downs in their life.
在他们人生里面有很多的高点低点。
And they try to work hard to prepare for their retirement.
他们也都很勤力的工作为着他们退休的缘故。
And they retired.
他们退休。
They're just waiting for the final day.
之后就是等候那一天最后那一天。
So life without knowing God,It's not any better than a cat or a dog.
所以一个不认识神的生命和一些猫狗的生命是没有分别。
Because one day you would perish.
因为有一天你会灭亡。
One day you would not exist.
有一天你不会再存在在这个世界上面。
And no matter how much you work, how hard you raise your family.
无论你有多勤力去做工有多勤力去将你的家庭养大。
One day, all those will be gone.
有一天，这些东西都会成为过去。
So the only thing meaningful is if you accept Jesus as your Savior.
所以唯一有意义的事情就是你接受主耶稣为你的救主。
So right away, your sin are forgiven.
当你这样做的时候，你的罪就得赦免。
And God will fill your life with His love.
神是会用他的慈爱充满你一生。
And that God's love can fill that void.
神就能够填补这个的空隙。
But only if you are willing to accept Christ as your Savior.
但是唯有你愿意接受基督为你的救主。
And the most horrifying thing is that the Bible said that because of our sin,
而圣经里面教导我们最可怕的一件事情就是因着我们的罪。
If because of our sin, our final destination is eternal hell, eternal death.
因着我们的罪我们的终点就是永远的死。
And that's just a horrible thought if you think about your whole life you struggle, but in eternity you could be in hell.
就是最可怕的事情就是你一生人劳苦去勤力去得到你所得到的东西但是在永远里面你是要去地狱。
But today, if you accept Jesus as your Savior,
但是今天如果你接受耶稣为你的救主
Here's talk about that you will not perish, but have eternal life.
在这里告诉我们你就不至灭亡反得永生。
So how promising it is,
是一个如何大的应许。
Your life can be full of hope.
你的生命能够充满了希望。
Now there's a final verse I'd like to share.
有最后一节的经文想同大家分享的。
It is in Matthew chapter 11.
是马太福音第十一章。
verse 28.
第28節。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
This is a promise from God.
这个是从神而来的应许。
He said that if you will come to him,
在这里讲到，到我这里来，
and accept Jesus as your savior,
接受耶稣为你的救主。
No matter where you are,
无论你在哪里，
whether you have worry and burden in your life,
即使你有劳苦担重担，
and it's God promised that he will give you rest.
神的应许就是你会得到安息。
So this is the love of God.
这个就是神的爱。
This is how God loves us.
这个就是神如何爱我们。
He loves us while we are still turning our back to him.
他爱我们即使我们的背是背向他。
He loves us while we are still lost.
他爱我们，即使我们仍然是迷失。
And God loves us, he initiates, he comes and seeks us.
神是爱我们，他是主动来到寻找我们。
And it's God determined to seek you.
神是决心的去寻找你。
So do not despair.
所以不需要失望，不需要沮丧。
God loves us and Christ died on the cross for you.
神爱我们，基督在十字架上面为你死。
So that we can have hope eternally.
使我们得到这个永远的希望。
So I hope that you have a better understanding on God's love.
所以希望大家对神的爱更加明白。
And Christ come is to seek for those who are sick, who are poor, and those who are lost.
耶稣来是要寻找有病、贫穷、失丧的人。
So let's sing another hymn.
我们请唱另一首诗歌。
It's hymn 187.
诗歌187首。
Let's talk about the amazing grace.
是讲到这个惊人的恩典。
It is how this grace has come and seek for those who are lost.
这里讲到这个恩典已经临到是要寻找失丧的人。
If you need a hymn book, you can raise your hand.
如果你要诗歌本的话，请你举手。
Hymn 187.
诗歌187首。
Stanza 1, 3, and 4.
我们会唱第一节、第三节和第四节。
And then after that, we will have before the time of prayer.
唱完之后，祈祷之前。
Then we have a time for calling.
我们会有一个呼召的时候。
And if you feel the urge coming from inside,
如果你心里面有这个感动。
Then we'll ask you to accept the Lord Jesus at the time.
会问你，我们就会问你，你愿不愿意接受耶稣基督？
So let's sing first hymn 187.
我们请唱诗歌187首。
Stanza 1, 3 and 4.
第一节、第三节和第四节。
Let's bow our head and close our eyes.
我们请低头。
So it said that for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
他又讲到神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So if you'd like to receive Jesus as your Savior,
所以如果你愿意接受耶稣作为你的救主，
we ask that you will raise your hand.
我们请你举手。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Anyone amongst us?
在我们当中还有谁呢？
All you need is to believe.
你所需要做的就是相信。
And you will experience the love of God.
你就会经历到神的爱。
Maybe you've been walking on outside the door for a while.
或者你在门外已经走了很多时间。
And if you just come in, you'll feel the warmth of the house.
只要你进入呢道门，你就感受到屋里面嘅爱。
Maybe you've been wandering outside for a long time.
或者你喺外面徘徊咗好耐。
Maybe you've been beaten up by the world for a long time.
或者你系被世界系对付。
Or you've been trying to do a lot of things on your own.
或者你系尝试用自己嘅能力去做好多嘅事情。
Or you've been rejected.
或者你系被拒绝。
But Lord has come to seek you.
但系主佢系嚟寻找你。
So if you feel the urge, we ask that you would just raise your hand and the Lord, you can experience the love of God.
所以如果你心里面是有感动的话，请你举手，你就能够经历到神的爱。
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
I'd like to ask one more time.
会再问一次。
It will change your life forever.
你的决定是将你一生改变过来。
You will have a meaningful life.
你会一个有意义的人生。
No matter how Where you are,
无论你喺边度
，like to ask one last time.
会最后问一次。
If you have the urge inside, ask that you raise your hand.
如果你心里面有感动嘅，请你举手。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我哋请低头祈祷。
Father, we come before you. We just amazed of your love.
天父，我嚟到你嘅面前，实在惊讶你对我哋嘅爱。
It is your son Jesus who come and seek us.
是你的儿子耶稣走来寻找我们。
We were lost, but now we are found.
我们是迷失，他是被寻回。
Lord, we just come and say thank you for your work on the cross.
主，我们实在是来到向你说多谢，多谢你在十字架上面所做的一切。
Thank you for your love.
多谢你对我们的爱。
Thank you for forgiving my sin.
多谢你原谅我哋嘅罪。
We ask that you will guide my life.
求你去引导我嘅一生。
And thank you for bringing me home.
多谢你将我带翻屋企。
And I pray in Jesus' name.
我祈祷系奉耶稣嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.